actually do something about it.
That's Buttigieg on ABC. Meantime, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders says the U.S. needs to be stern with Israel to help starving people in Gaza. His message on Face the Nation.
Netanyahu has got to be told no more money for his war machine unless there is humanitarian aid coming in to feed the people.
The Justice Department's looking into Boeing's door panel blowout earlier this year on an Alaska Airlines flight. But Todd Curtis with SafeAirSafe.com says the NTSB is still leading the charge.
If there's a deliberate action that was directly responsible for it, then we might see the FBI or someone else take it over.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
James here, host of the new Sunrise Show on Wis Country 105.5 WIRI. We're on the air live every weekday from 7 to 8 a.m. to start your day right with...
More Garth. More Reba.
Winona.
Yeah, but also the National Day of Calendar.
Brooks and Dunn.
Country news.
Brooks and Dunn.
This day in country history and your requests, plus the country legends.
More Garth. More Reba.
That you know and love. It's coffee, conversation, and country. Every weekday from 7 to 8 on 105.5 WIRI, Wis Country.
Winona.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. All kinds of sunshine for your Sunday. Northwest winds a little breezy today with highs reaching the upper 40s. Tonight, mostly clear skies will drop to the middle 20s. On your Monday, sunny skies, south winds, highs in the lower 60s. It's 39 at our studios.
Welcome back. I'm Matt Hildreth. You're listening to the Forgotten Country Radio Show. I'm here with Drew Morgan, and we are talking all about mountain songs and country music. Well, the mountain theme continues. Next up, we have High on the Mountain by Ola Bell Reed. Kind of another traditional tune that we're playing today. Another one that came from you, Drew. Tell us about it.
It's an old school song sang by an old school lady with an old school voice. High on the Mountain. It's not a Willie Nelson joint. That's not what it's about. This song was covered by Marty Stewart. I think Doc Watson did a version of it. I chose to go with the original. Ola wrote it because it's a mountain song, and her voice, to me, is the quintessential mountain woman voice. It is so rich, and it has that high lonesome sound that Hank Williams made famous, but was created in the foothills of the Appalachians. When people can perfect the high lonesome sound, you can almost tell that they felt the sadness. It's almost like, and this probably isn't true, but you feel like there's no way they could sound like that if they hadn't been heartbroken about 19 times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think this is a good example of mountain music that is often, I think, more country than bluegrass. In the sense that it's more of the country, more authentic to the country than what bluegrass became. Like bluegrass was almost like the Nashvilleification of what singer-songwriters like Ola Bell Reed were doing up in the mountains.
I think also that bluegrass was a musical tradition. We had standards, and we're going to play them, and then this old boy here that we ain't never met is real good at the banjo. He's going to go off for about 3 minutes, and we'll see if we can follow him. Whereas mountain music, yeah, it had a more country tradition because of the stories. The lyrics were a lot more important. I mean, even you pulled up her Wikipedia page, her story sounds like something out of a book. She's from Grassy Creek. She was the fourth of 13 children. She learned the clawhammer style banjo and sang old time songs with her whole family, only exclusively in the mountain region where they lived until she got older and traveled around. This is one of those stories of like you come up in the holler and at first they don't trust you, but if you can get in good with them, you'll find out later that they all sing like angels. Mm-hmm. And daddy makes the best moonshine this side of the Mississippi. Mm-hmm. That's country music where I'm from. That's mountain music.
All right. Up next, we have High on the Mountain by Ola Bell Reed. The next song, I think, is a great example of new songs, new artists singing very traditional or in a very traditional way, either covering old traditional songs or doing new songs in old ways. The band is called Hooray for the Riff Raff, and the song is Blue Ridge Mountain. Do you want to talk a little bit about this one?
Yeah, the front woman for Hooray for the Riff Raff is a New Orleans musician, and I love New Orleans, love that musical history there. And like many New Orleans musicians, she's worldly. She plays all different styles. If you go listen to her albums, it's not all traditional or country, but this song, I mean, it sounds like Blue Rock Candy Mountain from the top of the hour, but with a very modern twist, as you said. And I think that's a lot of what this show is trying to be about. And I'm from the Blue Ridge Mountains, so also I'm just a homer, you know. When she says my heart is a Blue Ridge Mountain, whoo, buddy.
Yeah, I think it's one of those that if you were to see it live or to listen to it, you might not know where to place it.
You wouldn't, because her voice and her style is so different. Like, if you're a musicologist or just a big music fan, you might immediately recognize that tune as being from the sort of American traditional music landscape. When she starts singing, you're like, well, that's not really where we are anymore, or we're in a different part of it anyway. But that's kind of what it's all about, right? That's why we share music, so people can do new stuff with it.
Yeah, and it's definitely a throwback and, you know, honoring, I guess, in a way, the traditions while adding a little bit of newness to it. So we'll play it now. The band is Hooray for the Riff Raff, and the song is Blue Ridge Mountain. I love this next song because it pulls together so many great traditions in country music. You got religious imagery, you have the mountain as heaven, and it's from an artist, Vince Gill, that I think if you were listening to country music in the 80s and 90s, you were definitely listening to some Vince Gill.
Yeah, I don't know if he got extra money for every time this was played at a funeral, but if he did, he made a killing in the 90s because every great aunt and uncle of mine who died, somebody played or sung this at a funeral. Vince Gill is a country music artist who not just dabbled, had so much crossover in the gospel world because he grew up singing in church, and that voice is angelic. I mean, that is probably the most angelic male voice in country music, and this is such an emotional song, and it's powerful. It really is. Even if you're not particularly religious or those kinds of things make you uncomfortable, you can't really deny the power of Vince Gill singing to this loved one, hey, your time here is done. You've earned your rest. Go get it.
And I don't know that I've ever heard this song in church. You know, I grew up going to church. We didn't have as good as music as you did in East Tennessee. Is this a song you heard in church?
Other Vince Gill songs I heard in church is what I was getting at. He had gospel records. I don't think I ever heard this in church other than at a...
That's what I think is so interesting, though, is that it played on secular stations.
Right.
Oftentimes, if it's too gospel for country, it will get on the gospel channel. But this was a kind of a gospel song that you heard on the country stations. And I think Vince Gill, Alan Jackson also, there's a bunch of them.
Alison Krauss.
Yeah, that really... were able to pull in that gospel successfully in a way that I think still allowed them to be country, but gospel.
yeah, I mean, country music radio's never shied away from Christianity, but the style of music, which is more what you're referencing, you got to be top of the top to cross over with the gospel style.
Right. And that's something I think we take for granted. I mean, everybody sort of says, I grew up playing in church. But it is really fascinating how many artists, especially country artists, grew up playing in church. I mean, I grew up playing drums, and I wasn't very good, but I played in church.
Yeah, country artists, R&B artists, pop singers. I mean, I think that's a big part of the American tradition, not just country music. I think it's because music is such an integral part of worshiping and community.
All right, here is Go Rest High on That Mountain by Vince Gill.
Sun, you work on earth.
All right. Well, next up, we're going to hear from Vince Gill, Colter Wall, and Flatland Cavalry, and also some songs about the Smoky Mountains. So you'll definitely want to stick around for that.
WIRI Nakusa. The heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
Like he was the last man on earth. Gave him everything she ever had. He'd break her spirit down, then come loving up on her. Give a little and take it back. She'd tell him about her dream. Lord, he loved to make her cry. You're crazy for believing you'll ever leave the ground. He said only angels know how to fly.
This is Rodney Atkins.
Unwind, unravel all night long. Makes me wanna grab my honey
lost and get right with my soul. Makes me wanna take, makes me wanna take a back road. I've been cooped up, tied down, bare, forgotten what a field looks like, full of corn and cotton. If I'm gonna hit a traffic jam, well, it better be a tractor man. So sick and tired of this interstate system. I need a curve and wind and twist in a dusty path to nowhere. With the wind blowing through my baby's hair, yeah, makes me wanna take a back road. Makes me wanna take the long way home. Put a little gravel in my travel. Unwind, unravel all night long. Makes me wanna grab my honey. Tear down some two-lane country. Who knows? Get lost and get right with my soul. Makes me wanna take, makes me wanna take a back road. Some old back road. Maybe it's the feeling, or maybe it's the freedom. Maybe it's that shady spot where we park the truck when things get hot. Girl, we park the truck when things get hot. And it makes me wanna take a back road. Makes me wanna take the long way home. Put a little gravel in my travel. Unwind, unravel all night long. Makes me wanna grab your honey. Tear down some two-lane country. Who knows? Get lost and get right with my soul. Makes me wanna take, makes me wanna take a back road. Some old back road, get back with my soul. Now all I gotta do is take the some old back road to the shady spot where things get hot, girl. Way down, way down, way down, some old back road.
Music dripping with country charisma. Country Legends 24/7 from 105.5 FM.
Well, you know I'm not much good at writing letters, so I gave up and decided that I'd call. No, there's really not much news to tell you. Things back here, they never change at all. It snowed today, it's cold here for November, but I hear the weather's warm out there. Oh, and if you see Bert Reynolds, shake his hand for me and tell old Bert I've seen all his movies. Well, I hope you make the big time, I hope your dreams come true. But if Hollywood don't need you, honey, I still do. Last night I drove the truck to Amarillo. Some friends and I, we had a laugh or two. But lately we don't cut up like we used to. 'Cause all that I can think about is you. I know this is what you've always wanted, but I know now that all I want is you. So if you see Burt Reynolds, would you shake his hand for me and tell old Burt I've seen all his movies. Well, I hope you make the big time, I hope your dreams come true. But if Hollywood don't
Legends 24/7 with Patti Loveless.
And actually, the first time I ever walked out on a stage, I was 12 years old. That was a little small jamboree there in Louisville, Kentucky. And my brother was singing with me at the time. I did Hopper Valley PTA and You Ain't Woman Enough. And Roger and I did together Sweet Thing a long time ago.
Hildreth, you're listening to the Forgotten Country Radio Show. I'm here with Drew Morgan, and we are talking about mountain songs and country music. All right, Drew, do you want to do Rocky Top next? I know you've been waiting for Rocky Top.
You know, I feel like I've been waiting on Rocky Top my whole life because we play it when we score touchdowns at the University of Tennessee. So I'm constantly wanting it to be played for that reason in celebration. I would say, and obviously I'm biased, but I think that this is objectively true. This is the best and most famous fight song in college football. Every single college and university in America that I know of has a fight song that is their own. I went to a D3 football school, and we had a fight song. Everybody's got a fight song.
I went to Bible college. We had a fight song.
I don't know any other school's fight songs. I didn't even go to the University of Tennessee, and I know there's fight song. Well, okay, well, you grew up, you're a fan. Did you know it was the University of Tennessee's fight song? Rocky Top?
No, absolutely not.
You did not know that?
Well, no,
you're lying. You're lying through your teeth.
I know it because the people from Tennessee told me it was, but like...
But who else is doing that?
Yeah.
You know the song.
I, of course, know
You've
the song.
You've seen Peyton Manning leading the band on ESPN. Every time they show Peyton Manning, they call back to that.
Yeah. Growing up, I didn't know it was the fight song. But as soon as I knew that Rocky Top was a song, I knew that it was the fight song.
Right. You're saying that didn't happen when you were like 10. It happened when you were, what, 20?
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's funny. It's a fight song, and it's about to make me fight you. So maybe we should just play it.
Yeah, and I had to look up who actually made Rocky Top famous. So many different artists have covered Rocky Top. So which one sticks out to you the most?
Well, the Lynn Anderson version is the one that got made popular where I grew up and was the one I would hear, you know, on the radio before the game. I don't know if she was the first lady to record it, but I know the Osborne Brothers wrote it, but Lynn Anderson is the famous one.
All right, so we will play Rocky Top as performed by Lynn Anderson.
Half bear, the other half cat. Greatest lyric in the history of fight songs.
All right. Well, we have been covering a lot of traditional songs on this show, or traditional artists, I should say. The next one is a song that I really love, Coulter Wall. I'm a huge fan of Coulter Wall. Part of the reason why I love Coulter Wall so much is because he's from Canada. And, you know, shout out to Canadian country, because frankly, there's a ton of really great Canadian country artists that are out right now with a real throwback sound, Coulter Wall being one of them. But he's from Saskatchewan, which I found out how to pronounce Saskatchewan driving through the middle of Canada for 100 hours in a row and listening to the radio. And I grew up in the Northern Plains in South Dakota. And so I always felt, you know, Texas has a strong repping in country music, but not a lot of Northern Plains songs in country. And I've always felt like that was missing. Coulter Wall's from Canada, but where he's from and where I'm from look very similar. And I think that a lot of his songs, they're a little bit of the more old cowboy song, but it's a little bit more ranching cowboy, Montana, Great Plains. I know he's done some collaboration with Tyler Childers on Appalachian songs, but I just love his music. Is Coulter Wall somebody that you listen to?
Yeah, the first album I think that he put out, the first one I heard of was Imaginary Appalachia. Honestly, that's my favorite song of his. Probably not a coincidence with what he was going for there in terms of style, singing songs in the style of where I'm from. That voice is undeniable. Canada, Saskatchewan, Namibia, it don't matter. If you've got that deep of a voice, but that smooth, you can sing country music.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. All right, the next song we're going to play is Rocky Mountain Rangers by Colter Wall.
It was I for the Scarlet Bounty, Stanley to town, he's drunker down and out. He's I know some boys that I once called family, mounted high in the year of 85. Major Stewart went down and he left his couch back in Fort McLeod when the news circled round that the Métis had enough. And there's rustlers on the prowl, and it's in a boy and needs his boys to straighten her out. Rocky Mountain Rangers riding o'er the plains, serve all the Western cavalry, there's none any stranger. Rocky Mountain Rangers, well equipped for danger, mounted high in the year 85. Cypress Hills, we drank up our fill and the hour was still. Well, a Winchester shot like the ringing of a bell. Some boys at Gable knew monsters shooting us to hell. So let's raise up your six gun, lest we be undone. Make some furs, slack them reins, let your ponies run, run. How I survived, I may never understand, son. Bully times in the year of 85. Rocky Mountain Rangers riding o'er the plains, serve all the Western cavalry, there's none any stranger. Rocky Mountain Rangers, well equipped for danger, mounted high in the year of 85, disbanded in the year of 85.
All right, we got another song here now. When I was thinking about mountain songs or country songs about mountains, one of the first ones that came to me was a song called Mountain Song by Flatland Cavalry. The lead singer is Clito Cordero. That's a band I'm sure you're familiar with, Drew.
Vaguely. They're on the perimeters of my listenership. I need to dive more into them. I enjoy this song when you sent it. I have to ask, and I don't know if this is offensive or not, but Clito Cordero, is that a Hispanic name?
Yeah.
Is Clito Hispanic for Cletus? Because that's amazing. That is so awesome.
It. Hey, man, country's universal.
Exactly.
I'm not sure. I do know that Clito's from Texas, and I do know that his sound, I think, is a very authentic sound. And Flatland Cavalry has a cover that you can find online pretty easily of Whiskey Lullaby, where he's singing with his partner, Caitlin Butts. And I think it's one of the best covers of Whiskey Lullaby that I've ever heard. But I personally love the name Flatland Cavalry because, you know, I grew up on the plains and the best representation we get is from Texas, which is, I think, no coincidence that they're from Texas. But it's funny to me that the band is called Flatland Cavalry and the song is Mountain Song. So maybe there's a connection there that, like, if he was growing up or living in the mountains, you know, it'd be like fish in the water. But like me coming from the flatlands, it really was kind of amazing to see the mountains for the first time.
Yeah, I mean, even coming from the mountains, and, you know, I loathe to admit this, but the first time I saw the Rockies, like, I think I stopped breathing for a few seconds. You know, and I say I'm loathe to admit it because we have some weird, like, regional rivalry, as if it's a rivalry.
It's not a rivalry.
Yeah, that's like a Division II basketball team being like, man, I got to admit, the Lakers are pretty good.
Yeah. And, you know, this song's a little bit more folky, a little bit more Americana. But I do feel like, to me, it's legitimate country in the sense that it's coming from a clear connection to, you know, what's been done in the past. But there's, you know, some new takes on it.
Well, it's kind of like Sturgill Simpson's great quote. If you're from Texas, it's probably true for you, too. It's probably true for Clito. Sturgill somewhat infamously said, every time I open my mouth to sing, it's country music. I can't help it, even if I don't want it to be.
Absolutely. Well, here is Mountain Song by Flatland Cavalry.
One, two, three. mountain, mountain, it's good to see your face. Mighty wander high above the plains. Mountain, mountain, could I take your place? River, river, take me away. Wash me clean, keep my sins at bay. River, river, take me away. Kenyon perfume blowing in the wind. Time ain't a thing here, luck is my best friend. Carrying with me everything I own and who I am. God, I see your face again. Pray to God, I see your face again. Stars are burning up in the sky. Celestial angels teach me how to fly. Stars are take me on high, take me on high. Me feeling right. Mountain, mountain, keep me company tonight. Pinion perfume blowing in the wind. Time ain't a thing here, luck is my best friend.
We still have a few songs ahead of us. These are classic songs about the Smoky Mountains, so you'll definitely want to stick around for that.
Hi, I'm George Jones. 105.5 FM.
I've been living a new way of life that I love so. But I can see the clouds are gathering, and the storm will wreck our home. For last night he held you tightly, and you didn't even shudder. This is true, for I've been watching
you
from the window up above.
You must have thought that I was sleeping, and I wish that I had been. But I guess it's best to know you and the way your heart can sin. I thought we belonged together, and our hearts fit like a glove. I was wrong, for I've been watching,
watching you from the window of above.
The teardrop started as I listened on and on. I heard you whisper to him softly that our marriage was all wrong. But I hope he makes you happy, and you will. I was wrong, I was watching,
watching you from the window up above.
How I wish I could be dreaming and wake up to an honest love. I was wrong, for I was watching,
watching you
from the window up above.
Hey guys, this is Heath Wright from the group Ricochet, and you are just moments away from more awesome music from Country Legends 24/7.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. All kinds of sunshine for your Sunday. Northwest winds a little breezy today with highs reaching the upper 40s. Tonight, mostly clear skies will drop to the middle 20s. On your Monday, sunny skies, south winds, highs in the lower 60s.
It's 42 at our studios.
Weekends.
Off the wall. If you know he ain't home, why do you keep calling? You're gonna drive yourself crazy, and you know that it's true. He's just making you wild and blue. Wild and blue. It's no wonder. Look at the things that you do. They could just take you up a yonder, honey. You're already wild and blue. In somebody's room on the far side of town, with your minds all made up and the shades all pulled down, someone is trying to satisfy you. He don't know you're wild and you're blue.
Wild and blue.
It's no wonder. A look at the thing that you do. You're already wild and blue. It's 4 in the morning and you're all alone with no place to go. Why don't you come home? I'll be right here, baby, waiting for you. I know you've been wild and blue.
Wild and blue.
It's no wonder. Look at the thing that you do. They could just take you up a yonder, honey.
Here's a cut from the B-side. Country Legends, 24/7, from 105.5 FM.
Just got the news today. The record I sent them, they threw it away. Don't fit the format, don't make the list. They say I'm too old, won't even be missed. It happened to Jones and even the Hag, Waylon and Willie and the great Johnny Cash. Kicked them right out without even a word. But that ain't the end of the story I heard. 'Cause Cash stomped out the footlights, and Haggard Plum had a ball, and Willie Waylon and Chris toured the nation, and Jones never showed up at all. Well, they lived what they wrote, and they wrote what they sang, and getting kicked out of country didn't hurt a thing. Getting kicked out of country didn't hurt a thing. I just wrote a new song today. Pulled out my old guitar and I started to play, pressing my fingers into the strings. I felt the feelings a country song brings. I did some Jones and one for the Hag, Waylon and Willie and the great Johnny Cash. They all got kicked out of country back then. And then one day country came calling again. And Cash stomped out the footlights, and Haggard Plum had a ball, and Willie Waylon and Chris toured the nation. Jones showed up after all. They lived what they wrote, and they wrote what they sang. Getting kicked out of country didn't hurt a thing. Getting kicked out of country didn't hurt a thing. Well, it don't really matter, 'cause I ain't gonna change. So getting kicked out of country won't hurt a thing.
Hi, this is Dwight Yoakam.
105.5.
When I lie, it only hurts me when I cry.
You couldn't tell it by the smile, but my recovery took a while. I worked for days and nights on end just to walk and talk again. You can't believe the time it takes to heal a heart once it breaks.
The only time I feel the pain
sunshine of the rain. Unless you count when teardrops fall, I tell the truth except when I lie. It only hurts me when I cry. Oh, maybe every now and then scars that you can't see. It was a struggle to survive. I'm probably lucky I'm alive. The only time I feel the pain is in the sunshine of the rain. I don't feel no hurt at all, unless you count when teardrops fall. I'll tell the truth except when I lie. It hurts me when I cry. I tell the truth except when I lie. It only hurts me when I cry.
CBS News Brief. President Biden talked about U.S. efforts in making aid deliveries to Gaza.
We're also doing airdrops. I know several people were killed with the airdrop. There's a way to avoid that in the future. We're working with our Arab friends to figure out how much we can get in.
Biden on MSNBC today. The airdrops come as a U.S. ship heads to Gaza to deliver even more aid and get supplies there to build a temporary port. The U.S. military could evacuate more Americans from Haiti as gang violence escalates on the island. CBS's David Martin.
State Department says the embassy remains open for now, but the U.S. military is standing by to conduct more evacuations if the violence spirals out of control.
And federal lawmakers are debating a proposed bill to ban TikTok in the U.S. Tech expert Kara Swisher talked about it on ABC's This Week.
Well, it doesn't really get banned, right? There's other ways to do it. You could go around it. It doesn't have to be on the App Store. Right now, you get your apps from either Google or Apple, but they're going to have to do something.
CBS.
Hey, it's Matt Hildreth with the Forgotten Country Radio Show. Each Sunday, Drew Morgan and I discuss and play our favorite Forgotten Country songs, everything from George Jones to Johnny Cash and Casey Musgraves and everything in between. So be sure to tune in right here on 105.5 WIRI Wiscountry.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. All kinds of sunshine for your Sunday. Northwest winds a little breezy today with highs reaching the upper 40s. Tonight, mostly clear skies will drop to the middle 20s. On your Monday, sunny skies, south winds, highs in the lower 60s.
It's 42 at our studios.
WIRI Nakusa. Heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country.